Welcome back to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're introducing our fifth and final pillar of the existential hygienes called temporal hygiene. Temporal hygiene is a crucial component of the existential hygienes framework, focusing on our relationship with time. It's based on the understanding that our perception and use of time profoundly impact our well-being, productivity, and overall life satisfaction. But what exactly do we mean by temporal hygiene? Think of it as the regular practice of examining and consciously managing our relationship with time. It's about asking, how am I perceiving and using time? And is my current approach to time working for me? In our fast-paced, always-on world, it's easy to fall into unhealthy patterns with time. Whether it's constantly rushing, procrastinating, living in the past, or anxiously anticipating the future. Temporal hygiene is about becoming aware of these patterns and intentionally cultivating a healthier, more balanced approach to time. This hygiene is crucial because our relationship with time shapes nearly every aspect of our lives. It influences our stress levels, our ability to achieve goals, our relationships, and even our sense of meaning and purpose. Temporal hygiene involves several key aspects. First, time awareness. Develop a conscious understanding of how we perceive and use time. Second, present moment engagement. Cultivating the ability to fully engage with the present moment and be present. Third, time perspective balance. Maintaining a healthy balance between the past, present, and future. Focusing only on what's really necessary and being truly present in a way that strongly resonates with both the past and the present. Fourth, productive time use. Learning to use time effectively without becoming slaves to productivity or procrastination. Fifth, temporal flexibility. Developing the ability to adapt our time perspective as needed for different situations. As we wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on your own temporal hygiene. How do you typically relate to time? Remember, time is our most precious resource, but also, it doesn't exist. We made it up. So how we choose to perceive and use it can profoundly impact the quality of our lives. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that how we engage with time is how we engage with life itself. Onward.